From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting the Afghan Taliban has released a recording reputed to be from its new leader. The message from Mullah Akhtar Mohammad Mansour is intended to reassure Taliban leaders, elders, clerics, and scholars that the group will continue its jihad until the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. In the message, he says all decisions will be taken in light of Islamic law, be it war or peace talks, and advised his followers not to pay attention to rumors being spread about the Taliban campaign. Mansour says the Taliban leadership will make all efforts to maintain internal unity at all costs. His emphasis on maintaining unity in the Taliban ranks gives credence to reports that his appointment has caused rifts in the Islamic insurgent group. Harun Mir is an Afghan political analyst.
There's a lot of unknowns right now, but hopefully within the next few days we would know more about what will be the intentions of the new leadership and if they could the new leader would be able to keep unity within the Taliban.
Mansour replaces Taliban founder Mohammed Omar, whose death has been confirmed by the group, although the timing of his demise is unclear. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Cairo for talks about security issues and regional extremism, including the threat posed by the Islamic State. Kerry arrived late Saturday in the Egyptian capital. He is expected to meet Sunday morning with Egypt's foreign minister, Sameh Soukhouri. Security issues will be a focal point throughout Kerry's trip. This is VOA News. The parents and brother of a Palestinian toddler burned to death by suspected Jewish extremists were fighting for their lives Saturday as protests over the arson attack entered a second day. The firebombing of the family's home in the occupied West Bank, which killed 18-month-old Ali Sawad Dabashwa, sparked an international outcry over Israel's failure to deal with violence by hardline Jewish extremists. Hundreds of Palestinians, meanwhile, attended Saturday's funeral for an 18-year-old protester shot by Israeli troops after hospital officials confirmed he had died of his wounds earlier in the day. The Israeli military says that it shot Leith al-Khaldi, near Ramallah on Friday, after he hurled a firebomb at them. The president of Iraq's Kurdistan region has called on the Kurdistan Workers' Party to withdraw from Iraq's Kurdish territory to prevent civilian casualties during Turkey's airstrikes. The PKK should withdraw its fighters from the Kurdish region so to ensure the civilians of Kurdistan do not become the victims of that fighting and conflict, according to the office of the region's president in a statement. That statement also condemned Turkey's airstrikes against civilians following reports of casualties and property damage during bombing campaigns in the northwestern region of that country. Indians and Bangladeshis are celebrating the end of a 68-year state of limbo when tens of thousands of people living along the porous border joined the two nations. At 1 minute after midnight on Saturday, local time, India and Bangladesh exchanged more than 150 islands of territory. Bangladeshi territory in India and Indian territory in Bangladesh isolated since independence from British colonial rule in 1947. Residents were granted citizenship in the country of their choice, giving them legal access to schools, medical services, and public facilities for the first time. Celebrants prayed, sang, and lit candles as the nearly seven-decade division was wiped out on Saturday. It was the result of a new border agreement signed by Dhaka and New Delhi in June. And three relatives of the late al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden were among four people killed when a private jet crashed on landing in southern England. The Hampshire Police Force said that formal postmortems were still being conducted, but the victims were believed to be the mother, sister, and brother-in-law of the owner of the aircraft, all of whom are from the bin Laden family. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.